Well, instead of just talking about this Romans text, I just wanted to let the text speak for itself. So we're going to practice a spiritual discipline called Lectio Divina. It's Latin for divine reading. So I'm going to just read. So it's all written out in the liturgy if you happen to have that pulled up. But I'll pause for just a few moments of silence. I'll read the text once, pause for a few moments of silence. I'll read the text a second time, more slowly, pause, read the text a third time, and then pause. And in the midst of all of those readings, the idea is to allow the text to penetrate into your life and your heart. Certain words or phrases might resonate on the second or third time. You may be drawn to them. Your mind may be wrapped around them. You might get distracted, and that's okay. You might have the Spirit speak to you somehow in the midst of this. And it's a discipline of reading the text and trying to be open to the working of the Spirit of God in your hearing of the text. So there's no really right way to do it or right thing to hear. And if you're fully distracted this morning, then that's fine too. That's just what it is. It is what it is. Let's go ahead and just start reading, and may this story of God for the people of God speak to our hearts this morning. So here is Romans 12, 9 through 21. Let love be truly honest. Reject what is evil. Cling to what is good. Love each other as treasured family. Try to outdo each other in showing honor. Don't hold back your enthusiasm. Serve the Lord with excitement, rejoicing in hope, enduring in troubles, persevering in prayer, contributing to the needs of God's people, eagerly receiving strangers as honored guests. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Find unity and equality between all people. Don't think so highly of yourselves, but associate with humble people. Don't consider yourself the smartest person in the room. Do not repay evil for evil. Respect what is honorable in the sight of all people. If it is possible, as much as it is up to you, be at peace with all people. Don't seek revenge, dear friends, but give place to God's displeasure at wrongdoing. For it is written, "The ultimate making of all things right is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them a drink. For in doing so, you will heap coals of fire on their head. Do not be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good." Let love be truly honest. Reject what is evil. Cling to what is good. Love each other as treasured family. Try to outdo each other in showing honor. Don't hold back your enthusiasm. Serve the Lord with excitement, rejoicing in hope, enduring in troubles, persevering in prayer, contributing to the needs of God's people, eagerly receiving strangers as honored guests. bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Find unity and equality between all people. Don't think so highly of yourselves, but associate with humble people. Don't consider yourself the smartest person in the room. Do not repay evil for evil. Respect what is honorable in the sight of all people. If it is possible, as much as it is up to you, be at peace with all people. Don't seek revenge, dear friends, but give place to God's displeasure at wrongdoing. For it is written, "The ultimate making of all things right is mine. I will repay, says the Lord." Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them a drink. For in doing so, you will heap coals of fire on their head. Do not be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. Let love be truly honest. Reject what is evil. Cling to what is good. Love each other as treasured family. Try to outdo each other in showing honor. Don't hold back your enthusiasm. Serve the Lord with excitement, rejoicing in hope, enduring in troubles, persevering in prayer, contributing to the needs of God's people, eagerly receiving strangers as honored guests. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Find unity and equality between all people. Don't think so highly of yourselves, but associate with humble people. Do not consider yourself the smartest person in the room. Do not repay evil for evil. Respect what is honorable in the sight of all people. If it is possible, as much as it's up to you, be at peace with all people. Don't seek revenge, dear friends, but give place to God's displeasure at wrongdoing. For it is written, "The ultimate making of all things right is mine. I will repay, says the Lord." Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them a drink. For in doing so, you will heap coals of fire on their head. Do not be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. Amen.